Hey everyone, good morning. It is December and I am doing this podcast a couple days later than I was going to, but I just have to be in a flow. And what I am creating is my 21-day challenge on how to find joy and during a pandemic and all of the things, how to use essential oils. Daily can be a challenge of its own, right? Once you start getting into a habit of something and also creating cash flow, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a hairstylist, if you are in real estate, whatever, if you own a boutique now, a lot of people have been shifting a lot in their business since March of 2020. We've all had to adjust, especially hairstylists have had to adjust to selling products on their own, which is always, for hairstylists, seems to be a hard thing to do, right? And I don't know what's going on, if it's just a universal thing, and I believe it is. I'm in a couple hairstyling forums. I have not been doing hair for about 4 years now. I started my career as a real estate agent about 4 years ago. It was a really hard shift for me, not only to find my niche in real estate was not the problem, because I loved, you know, every aspect about real estate. I loved commercial. And when I talk about commercial, for those who don't know, that is leasing and selling business space, which is kind of how I got into real estate. I started in about 2009 or 10. I started really like running my brain on opening my own salon, how much I would have to invest, all of the things. And I'm really, I don't know if I'm glad about it, but I know that at the time, I had a really good energy. I had a lot of confidence. And then things happened and I just had this unworthy feeling for the longest time. And I don't know what it was, but I got into my spiritual side in 2012. And I won't go very deep into it in this podcast, but if you've been following me, you know there's been a huge shift in my mindset, how I work, my flow, my energy, all of the things. And for a while, I didn't really know how to grasp it, like what was going on with me. I knew I need to get out of my current situation, but I just didn't know what I was going to be doing. I knew I wanted to get into real estate. I would always, you know, give excuses on why I haven't started. And then in like 2013, I just went for it. I walked into a real estate office and I didn't know where to start. And it's so funny now because how to start real estate isn't as easy as people think, right? There's a lot to go through. And I know this because my significant other just, you know, made that transition about, I thought during the pandemic would be a perfect time for him to do this. So he decided to invest in getting his real estate license. Now, the visualization was always to work together and build this great business and work as a couple and la 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 la. And luckily, I started working with a couple, just happened to be listening to a podcast. They do podcasts on creating cash flow. I was invited to this group by a mutual... Sorry, got a little tickle in my throat. I was referred to this group by a girl who we have mutual groups together on Facebook, and somehow we just aligned a little bit in that sense. And I follow her. She does a lot of cool things, and she's very intuitive. And for some reason, I thought, you know, this is, if she's inviting me to this group, it might be good. And then once I, you know, I saw the headline, it said creating cash flow. I'm like, okay, like everyone else, I didn't know really what it was. But the first time I listened to their, one of their videos, I instantly was like attracted to their concept on how to create a business with your, you know, your husband, your wife, your, you know, whoever it is in your life. And I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. So I don't know if that energy produced Luke getting his license. Luke is my significant other, by the way. We've been together since 2009. And we met in 2009, and now we have three children. And it hasn't been an easy road, you guys. And a lot of it is we both are stubborn. We both grew up in kind of similar households where there was a lot of pressure. I think because we were both older, we were both the oldest kids. our parents grew up in like a different time, I guess. And they're both, we always call them, well, the word now is boomers, where they got into their, when they got out of high school, sorry, they just went into the workforce, whether it was, both our dads worked in a factory. Both of our moms, you know, had part-time jobs or full-time jobs, whatever it was just to create extra income. And, you know, like most families, that's how it was. Our dads were always the breadwinners growing up, I felt like, and our moms were always, you know, the ones that would have a job, but also would take care of the family. Now, my mom, is the same as me. She's very, like, hardworking, and that's where I get a lot of my motivation to work hard. And I believe, you know, it just came easy for my dad. And I feel like that happens a lot in relationships where, you know, my mom would struggle in finding her joy. Now that I think about it, this just came to me right now as I'm staring outside and looking at nature. My mom was a very creative person, but she was stuck in this like lifestyle of, you know, she would always, her creativity would come out like in Halloween, when she could do everyone's makeup. She was an artist. She paints, la la la, all of that stuff. And I'm not going to go into my childhood that much, but I remember my, and same with my significant other, I remember my grandparents being more of an entrepreneur type. Like I, you know, we always grew up thinking, you know, because my, you know, my mom's grandparents or my mom's parents were farmers. they weren't very showy people at all. You know, they invested in their farm and, you know, everything for their business, which at the time I didn't think of a farm as a business, but now obviously it is. A lot of people don't realize all the investment that goes into it. And I didn't either until I was in my 20s where I, you know, realized how much a tractor costs. You know, that's almost as much as a house is. So you put all of your money into, it's pretty risky, buying land, all of the things that go with it. And I could get into all of the, you know, the how much money it is to invest. So growing up, I was always kind of the one that was more entrepreneur spirit. When I was 25, I realized, you know, I don't want a like 9-to-5 job. So I went into hairstyling, not knowing, like my mindset was always to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what it was at that age. I wish I did. I mean, I always say this, but at the same time, it made me a, you know, who I am now. as a hairstylist, you pretty much work as and with commission. You work days, nights, weekends, whatever it takes, you know, to make your weekly income. You're pretty much, your own boss, but at the same time, your clients are your bosses. And, you know, I always had that mindset, you know, as an entrepreneur, you couldn't take days off. You know, you worked as soon as the phone call, you know, came in, you would take that client. I remember dropping my kids off, you know, within like 15 minutes so I could get to a haircut appointment so they wouldn't go to like a walk-in place. When I started my business, I would go to Starbucks, or I don't even think I could afford Starbucks at the time. I would go to whatever coffee shop was in town. I remember sitting there and just drinking coffee and trying to build my business. And this was before internet was huge, like before Facebook, before social media, all of the things. I would just be social and talk to people and give my card out and blah, 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 all the things. So I was very entrepreneurial spirit. Once social media hit, I feel like my creativity is just honed now into social media like everyone else. There's Instagram, there's podcasts, there's this, there's that. And so my entrepreneur spirit shifted into being more of an educator to people. I was an educator in the salon industry for quite a while, and I loved it. I loved teaching. I loved coaching. I just loved every part of it, but I was also getting paid. So when I made that transition into real estate, I thought, I'm going to stay behind the chair. I want to invest in myself. I always had this vision of owning a salon and all the things. So getting back into that, I've had a lot of coaching. And now it's my time to kind of share my knowledge to the world, to women, to men. At first, I was just like guided towards women, but I realized that a lot of men need to switch their mindset. And that's where my mindset comes in to coach on, you know, the feminine energy and the masculine energy, which I was kind of going back into how I grew up and how to change it. I think our, you know, generation were the trendsetters of, you know, being women. Women in business started in the 80s, and that's what I grew up seeing, you know, from the movie Working Girl, Who's the Boss, you know, the whole like idea of the men staying home and the women being the breadwinners. And that's what I grew up on, is, you know, always having that strong, strong vision of how I was going to be as a mom, as a career woman. I always wanted to be that person, you know, in the business suit and la la la. When that actually happened, I realized that I wasn't in my feminine energy. And I don't mean like my gender as a female, but as like a woman. And men also carry the feminine energy too. So when you talk about men having feminine energy, it doesn't mean, you know, what we, you know, typically think it means of being like being very feminine. It means your energy. So we have a balance of masculine energy and feminine energy. And when you're in your wounded masculine as a woman, you actually take on the role as the man. And we, you know, I was a single mom. Most people I hung out with were single moms. So we always had that strong, independent vibe going on. A lot of my friends, you know, are feminine or are masculine energy. When we go out, and it's the same in my family too, when we go out, it's like we are the ones that are the ones that take control of the situation. And when I met Luke, he did not like that at all. He didn't like to be bossed around. He didn't like to be controlled, blah, blah, blah. And I can kind of go back into how that all started because I've learned, being with him for so long, why he doesn't like that. And most men don't like that. Like, you know, you always see these sitcoms on TV, or you see men out with their wives in public, or I worked as a server in, you know, a bar, a local brewery for a while. And I just can imagine, like, thinking back, you know, it's always a joke, like, oh, give it to the boss. And they'd point to their wives who, you know, you give the ticket to the boss. But women, it's really, really, I want to talk about, it's really hard for women to keep that facade up for so long. I had it for years and years and years. And then now this last year, I've just stopped. And, you know, we have to embrace our feminine energy in order to be, the best you can be. And it's very, I want to say frowned upon. I don't know if that's the right word. It's very hard in our society to embrace our feminine energy, because as soon as you say feminine energy, you know, you want to create income, and you feel like the only way to do that is to be in your masculine. And it's okay to be in your masculine. It's really hard to, like, explain this, because there's a lot to learn about it. But let's get back to finding your joy. And what I wanted to talk about today was starting this series, 21 Days. It is hard. The challenge, I didn't think the challenge would be as hard, but when you focus on trying to find your joy, you realize all the things that are coming up during the day that just won't make you joyful. You have this vision. I don't know if you're like me, but I have this vision of the weekend. And as you know, I was going to be decorating our house for Christmas. And I thought, you know, it's very stressful for women and men, because there's so much to do before Christmas. And we just lose that joy of, and as I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of the movie National Lampoon's Christmas, which whenever I watch that movie, I'm like, how do they have so much time off from work, you know? And the past few years, I have had that much time off work, because in my career, real estate kind of stops or slows down in, like, the end of November. And we don't have to be rushed as much. So this has been kind of my time, but actually this whole year has been that way for me. So during the holidays is usually when I slow down. But as I said, with the pandemic, our office has been closed, so I don't feel like the same as I did, you know, years past, Christmas past. But so it's funny to me, because we got our tree up earlier. So I'm like, okay, now I'm going to find my joy. We're going to do this, you know, because thanks, you know, during November, it's all about being thankful, being grateful. And now it's like time to feel joy. So I thought this would be a great way to do it. And how to make money finding your joy. Just doing the things that make you happy. For instance, if you're a creative person, there's so many ways for you to create income doing what you love, right? And that was always our mantra in hairstyling. Doing what you love, making money. And the thing I really wanted to talk about is when I'm trying to find my joy, if things aren't going as planned, I will sit down and just, you know, it's almost like I don't have it. I'm so overwhelmed. I, you know, need that time. And this weekend, Luke decided he's going to go hunting, because this is the best time to go. It always is the best time to go, you know? So we kind of have this little argument every time before he goes hunting, where I don't really mind that he's gone. It's just the fact that we have so much to do. And that's where I get kind of like, okay, we made so much progress last week before Thanksgiving, and when we have intentions, we can get things done. And I always have this vision of how our house is going to look during the holidays, and I don't want to have to stress about it like the week before, right? So that's where a lot of my stress comes up, is getting everything done with three kids and now a dog and all the things. So when I was a single mom, you know, it was within my time. I didn't have to do things you know, it would just be, I would do things and people would be like, oh, she's a single mom, she has, you know, a lot going on, blah, blah, blah. And now it's almost to the point where people don't give me that benefit. You know, when I'd walk into Christmas with, you know, my presents unwrapped and have to go into the bedroom. But that is just how I am. It doesn't matter, you know, how many kids I have or who's helping me. That's just who I am. And I have to embrace that. Like, I'm not going to change when it comes to that. But I also want to, you know, make the best for my kids, as we all do. You know, we want the best Christmas. And so anyway, when he goes hunting, it's not just one weekend. It's almost any time the wind blows the right way. You know, that's just how it is. But that is where he finds joy. And it would be like me going on a girls' trip, you know, to Galena and shopping, or, you know, doing the things that I love. And that is where we have to realize that, you know, he needs his time and then I make the best of it. And what happens usually is I'm very, like, relaxed when he's gone, because I don't have to do things, you know, the way I feel like they should be done. I just kind of release, you know, that, and not needing, I don't know how to explain it, because certain things we do is, you know, like at night, we all sit at the table and eat supper, which is a great way to be as a family. And then when he's gone, I kind of throw those rules out the window. They're not really rules. It's just how we live our lives. And when the kids are, you know, let's say we watched Home Alone on Friday because it's something that, you know, my kids love watching that movie. I love that movie. And it was so cool to see it from my 2-year-old's perspective. And she's never seen it before, that she remembers, but every year we watch Christmas movies, and Luke isn't really into Christmas movies unless it's like, you know, something to do with, you know, if he actually, it's the thing, he doesn't sit down to watch the movie. He'll watch it for like 2 minutes and then he's off doing something else. So, we sat down and watched these movies, and it just felt so good. I made a pizza in between. We had popcorn, and we ate in the living room, which we never do. And the kids were like, what, Mom? What's going on? You know, it was almost like a slumber party. They were so excited. They brought all their pillows and blankets on the couch. And, you know, that's just how, you know, I was raised. You know, on the weekends, my parents would go out, and regardless, we'd be with a babysitter, but it's almost like that feeling again that, you know, they're with a babysitter, but it's me. And that's, yeah. So that freedom, I feel like, you know, the parents are gone and I'm just with my kids, and that freedom of doing whatever you want, I guess, is what I'm getting to. So finding your joy that way. It may not go as planned. When I woke up the next morning, I realized I left, you know, the coat on the dog. And then what happened was he chewed up the coat, which, of course, you know, it was my fault. I didn't realize that dogs don't like to be in a coat. It's not really a heavy coat. It was a jacket that I put on him, and, you know, he did not like that. So while we were sleeping, he chewed up the coat, and I was like, oh, kind of one of those things where why did this just happen? It's kind of like National Lampoon's Christmas where, you know, something happens, it gets destroyed, and then you're like, what? I just, you know, was trying to find joy, and then this happens. Kind of like a Chevy Chase moment. And I was thinking to myself, I am doing this work, you know, universe, what are you doing? God, what are you doing to me? But it made me think, you know, life isn't perfect. It's never going to be perfect. I'm always going to have to pay for, you know, chewed up stuff that the dog, you know, is chewing, or something the kids break. You know, it's not always going to be joyful and bliss, but we're going to make it the best way we can. And that's something too, is like, I find joy in, you know, being with my kids, but I also have to make money. And I wish I could spend all my days with my kids and doing crafts and all that fun things, but they need to realize, you know, also that we, you know, that's my thing too, is being home with the kids. They kind of have my full attention all the time. And that's, you know, as a working mom, you know, at stay-at-home mom, that's what we want, right? But we need our time to ourselves. Otherwise, things will happen, you know, the dog will chew something up and we won't know how to deal with that. And one other thing I want to talk about today while I'm on here is talking about my grandparents, and they've really been on my heart lately because they, well, my grandpa passed away and it actually was the anniversary yesterday, and I didn't realize that it was 30 years ago yesterday. So I really started thinking about that and what he created and, you know, what legacy he left. And I always think of my grandparents with their faith and their entrepreneurship and all the things is what I want to be. He left this world way too early. I was a freshman in college, and most of my siblings and cousins were really young when he passed away. But he would always take the time. Even my sister, remember, she was only 5 years old. When we go out to the farm, you know, I'm sure he had a ton of things to do, but he would take us out, you know, to see the ducks, or, you know, take us with him wherever he was going for the day. And it just made, you know, it made us who we are, you know. And my grandma would be like me, how I am, you know, towards Luke, like, we don't have time for this, blah, 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 blah. You know, it was, she was almost like the buzzkill. And that's how I feel like I am a lot of times with Luke, because he's always doing these things with the kids. And it just frustrates the heck out of me, because then I don't get anything done. And it's kind of like a vicious cycle. But at the same time, I'm like, he sent me a picture yesterday and said, I, you know, got a deer. And he sent me a picture of him. And I posted it in my Facebook group, because it just makes me very proud that he, you know, no matter what, finds his joy. And it's just something he's very passionate about. And, like, he's happy because, you know, obviously it's the man, you know, the masculine. He's provided for his family. He's, like, conquered, you know, what he was meant to do. And he can bring that deer home. He's so excited about it. And that's something I have to realize, that it's just not, you know, something, you know, he does for fun or does to get away from us. It's almost like it's something that he's doing to provide for our family, and it brings him joy. And all the money he spends, you know, I always think about, like, how much everything costs. And that's kind of where I was going with that. So, and I'm sure my grandma had the same thoughts when, you know, my grandpa would go and do things you know, buy things for the farm or whatever, but it's almost like it's an investment, right? We need to invest in order to, you know, be the best entrepreneurs that we can be. So how do you invest when, you know, your life is, you know, just living paycheck by paycheck? So that's something I've always wanted to know how to do. And finally, I've realized how to do that and how to make money, set your goals, get out of your broke beliefs, which I was raised, you know, paycheck to paycheck, you know, and what I need to do to like expand that, especially when something gets ruined, you just feel like, oh my gosh, I manifested this money, or I made this money, and now I have to replace, you know, a dog coat that shouldn't have happened, and why did this happen, and all of the things that, you know, the universe brings you, you know, to get, maybe it's a sign, maybe it's a way for me to, you know, open up my heart space and realize that I'm not perfect. You know, nothing is perfect in life. You're always going to have these challenges no matter how much work you do. And yeah, so if you want to join my How to Find Joy 21 Day Challenge, you can go to my Facebook page. It's called Rich Girl Soul School. And I also have a more business mindset page on Facebook. So one is a group, and then the other one is my business page. It's called TLC Business Mindset. I have to find it. Sorry, I'm gonna have to look and see what it actually says. Hold on 1 second. I think it's Business Mindset Consulting. Hold on. I should change the name of it. So it's called TLC Business Strategy and Mindset Consulting. So if you want to go to that page, that's where I post most of my strategy and mindset and my offers on my courses. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you or talk to you soon. Hello, everyone. It is the second week of December of 2020, and I just wanted to do a quick podcast. I had some time. I'm in front of a house right now. I'm going to show a house to a client, and I'm in my car because it's so cold out. No, it's not actually that cold for December. We've been very, 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 very fortunate not to have many cold days lately. And I don't know what it is, but it's, you know, usually we have snow on the ground by this point. Usually we're, you know, cold, and I don't know if it's like global warming or what it is. I don't really believe in global warming, but it's just kind of interesting how our winters have shifted a little bit. And as well as a lot of things have shifted this year. We had a hurricane in Iowa, which has never happened before. And after that, it's like, okay, what else is going to happen? Because we are pretty much in this state of mind where we won't be surprised with anything happening at this point. My kids went back to school today, so I have a little bit of time. I'm actually like, you know, got ready this morning, got up, you know, had my business mindset, and I thought this is a great time. I'm meeting a client, and I just, you know, I'm not in my usual, like, you know, comfy clothes today. So I want to talk about the feminine and masculine energy. I talked a little bit before on my last podcast, and what I love about this is it really, like, flows with business, and it also flows like being a mom, being an entrepreneur, being a woman, even in business. I have been on this journey since 2004.
I've always been self-employed, and I worked, well, I guess not always, but I've always worked for a corporate industry until about 2004. I decided to rent my own studio as a hairstylist, and I've kind of conquered that on my own. I'm kind of give myself a pat on the back because I was one of the first founders of being a self-employed person. And you know, looking back, I remember going to my insurance agent, I remember going to my bank loan officer, and they just didn't get the concept of, I mean, I wasn't the first person obviously, but I feel like I have been doing it for so long that it, like, it's almost been like very, how do I want to say this? It's pretty much the norm now, as a hairstylist to rent your own studio. And I'm not going to go back and talk about this because I've talked about it so much in the past. But what I have learned is that you have to have that energy going. And when I was younger, it came easily. We didn't have so many distractions back then. We didn't have social media back then. It was, you were focused on your business. And I realized that I was in my masculine energy. And when I say energy, I mean your energy. We have two energies. We have masculine and feminine. And it's not a gender thing. It's, you know, if you're a female, you could have masculine energy and feminine energy. And if you're a male, you can have masculine and feminine energy. And it has to be balanced. It's kind of like the yin and the yang. So I have a lot of stories about this, and it happens every day for me. I feel like since I have been working on being more in my feminine, my partner is more masculine, and when he like fully supports me and loves me and expresses that to me, it's almost like my cup gets filled. And it's been a while since that's actually happened, because we get in our mode where we just work, you know, ever since August, this storm took out a lot of roofs, a lot of houses. So my husband has been working so much, doing roofs. And I can see, like, in this neighborhood right now, all of the roofs and the siding that has been redone to these houses. It's pretty amazing, like, what has happened in the last few months even. And, how, you know, I, as a mom, really stayed home with my kids. It was getting overwhelming, and it always seems to get overwhelming, and then it shifts where, okay, I can breathe again. And that's what's happened this last week. We've had such a shift. We've had so many things happen. A couple weeks before Thanksgiving, you know, the school like closed, and we had to go to e-learning. And as parents, it shifts your business. I couldn't focus. I had no way of focusing for the last 3 weeks. And then getting ready for Thanksgiving was such a different turn of events, because we dealt with, my grandma had been diagnosed with COVID, and that whole week preparing for Thanksgiving was this, like, you know, back and forth messaging with my family. Even though we couldn't be together, we were trying to, you know, support each other and, you know, pray and all of the things that we do as a family. And it really felt good. Like, it felt like we always amp up to meet each other for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we see each other like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we don't see each other for like, you know, all of our cousins. I have like, I don't even know how many cousins I have. I have like at least 20 right now. And then my cousins have kids, and it's just, everybody gets together on Thanksgiving and Christmas. The reason we don't get together usually is if, you know, people live out of the state and can't get back home, or if people have to work. I have a lot of, you know, family that are nurses that don't get, they get every other holiday off. So we are always, I mean, once we get, and then once we get together, it brings, it fills our cups so much. We have a lot of females in my family. It might be that feminine energy. We kind of take over. And it's so funny because my cousins who are guys, they're very like, how do I want to say it? They're very like, I want to say they have their feminine energy too. We have so many guys in my family that are very like, how is it? I want to say their heart is open, maybe. They would kill me if they heard me saying this because they are very masculine guys. They love sports. They love watching sports, and that's usually what they do. And then the women, I sound like we're in like Little House on the Prairie, the women, are in the kitchen talking, drinking wine, usually, just loving each other and having such a good time. And it just fills me up. And then I just feel like I can overcome anything when this happens, right? So we didn't get that this year. Our matriarch of the family, was, you know, in the hospital, and luckily I'm very thankful she recovered, and otherwise I'd probably be on a different vibe right now. And I'm going to start tearing up, but I'm not going to do it. So one thing that I know about, you know, my, you know, growing up, I have to go back to that faith. I have to go back to being faithful, and I've kind of lost it. The, you know, I haven't lost it, but it's always been in the background, right? When you go through your days, you know, all you're doing is like being that person that needs to do this, 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 and this, for your kids. And when I was doing school e-learning, you know, the way I was raised and the way my kids are being raised are totally different. So it's very frustrating, right? Me and Luke have always said, you know, we want our kids to, you know, play like we did. We want to have them to have the freedom. We want them to be creative people. And we live in such a world where it's almost as if the creativity gets sucked out of us because there's so many distractions. And as a masculine energy, you, it's very structured. I know, like, my husband is very masculine. Like, he focuses on one thing and one thing only. And then he has to transition into another thing. So he has to take a break, you know. I'm one of those people that I'll be doing 50 things in one time. You know, I'll be feeding the kids. I'll be, you know, cleaning the house. I'll be doing, you know, something that has to do with work. I'll be looking up a house. I'll be doing this, you know, just always like constantly texting people. And I embrace that because that's how I flow. If I don't have that, then I'm like, what am I doing? I don't think I could, I have to work a little bit in chaos, and that's just how I am. There are days when I'm, you know, very structured, very like focused, and those days come and go. But I know when I'm being that way, like Luke is like, wow, you're awesome. You're doing great. And I'm like, dude, I'm only doing one thing. Like, it's just so funny because I'll be in the office like organizing or doing something, and he's just like, wow, that's impressive. And I'm like, do you not see what I do all day, every day? So we won't get into like what, you know, the flip side of that is. Like if I go to work, he's at home with the kids, and I'm usually getting text messages from him like, oh my gosh, what the heck? You know, what's this? Why does this teacher want this from him? I, you know, he can't, you know, we're always working and working and working. Plus we're, you know, I've been super overwhelmed, and you might hear it in my voice. I'm kind of talking a little fast, but I've been super overwhelmed, and I'm one of those people that can handle like stuff. I think this might be my client, so I might have to log off here. But anyway, no, it's not. So I have been super focused. I have been just in my mode, and when you are in your feminine, you are flowing, right? When I am a mom, though, it's kind of crazy you are in your masculine, which you go into this like, I am a mom. I need to take care of my kids. It's almost like you go into mama bear mode. And men are that way. They have to protect. They have to go out and, you know, gather whatever, hunter, gather whatever it is. And this weekend, Luke was able to go hunting all weekend. And when he came home, his cup was filled. You know, he was very like overly loving. He was very like, you know, like very like huggy. And my heart just wasn't open yet. Like I had to transition into that. So I'm like, I'm not ready for this. I've been with the kids all weekend. You know, he was very like huggy. And we don't get that a lot anymore. Usually he's downstairs, I'm upstairs, or he's working and I'm at home. We have very different tastes in like shows we watch. So lately he's been like watching, you know, videos about what's going on in the world, and I'm over it. Like I used to be all about it. Like, but my views have changed, and I've just been like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm kind of over like whatever's going to happen. The masses will, you know, follow, and we will kind of do what we need to do. Right. So, and when I get into that, it's almost like, I know my people. I know the people I can talk to about this. I know the people that will like, you know, agree with me. So I don't have to go to like the whole world, because a lot of people aren't going to listen. And that's one thing I do cherish, are those people that have the like-mindedness of me. And it's taken me a long time to realize this, to open my eyes to this. And it was kind of scary at first, but now I do things a little differently since this pandemic. And, you know, it is what it is. So what do I want to talk about? I am going to just kind of talk about being, yeah, in your feminine energy, in your masculine energy. It can switch during the day too. A lot of people that are balanced can switch it on and off. There are times in the month where I'm in my feminine a lot, and then there are times in the month where I'm in my masculine. So it just depends on the day. And my sister used to call it bipolar. And it's funny because I'm like, yeah, but that's just, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not. It's just my sister is very sarcastic, and she would say that. So one day I'd be like super loving, super caring. And then the next day I'd be like, no, we are going to do this. I'd be controlling. I'd be, you know, the dictator of the family, blah, blah, blah. So they never knew what to get out of me. And, you know, it happens being the oldest child. Luke's the oldest child too. So he's very like, his parents rely on him. And we are, you know, grew up with kind of the same parents. You know, both of our dads worked in a factory. Our moms were pretty much the people, you know, very rarely would my dad make food for supper. But on the weekends was his time to make food. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal was with that. But, you know, in the morning he would make his food, which nobody really wanted to eat. But my mom pretty much made basically all the meals and took care of the kids. And it wasn't like they like made those roles for each other. They just, you know, got into those roles. And it's probably because they grew up that way. And then once our generation came about, it was almost like I would see my mom and I would see my aunts. And I knew my aunts, you know, wore the pants in the family usually. But I didn't see the other side of it where they would actually like, you know, be catering to their husbands and be that, you know, they always had the facade, and they still do. I mean, they're very like strong, independent women. So that's the side I would see of them. And unless I was like babysitting at their house, would I see them actually, you know, how, you know, we are those people that, would say things, you know, like in the way of, oh, I'm not letting my husband get away with this. I'm not letting him do this, blah, 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 blah. Kind of that controlling like feeling. But then I'm sure the roles would change when So it's very interesting, you know. There's some people that will say this in public, but then when they get behind closed doors, it's a totally different situation. And we do that on social media a lot too, I feel like. We want to like create this lifestyle, and we want to look like we're this perfect family on Facebook, on social media, and then we can go into like comparing each other. And especially during the holidays, like I see so many families that, you know, get their pictures done. They look like the perfect family. And I sit there and compare myself to them. I'm like, why don't I have my pictures done yet? Like, that's just how it is. We need to start living for ourselves and not for others. And that's pretty much how I want to start living, is not worrying what everybody else is doing. And I think this pandemic has really made that happen, where we're all the same in some point. We're all either working from home, our kids are at school. We don't have that diversity as much as what we used to. And when I say used to, I mean last year. Like, if I was at home, I would feel guilty that I'm at home because everyone else was in the office doing, you know. But then when I go to the office, I'd be like, really, I'm not getting much done. I might as well be at home, and vice versa. It's just one of those like battles I fight all the time, where I feel like I need to be at the office more, but I really don't. So that's kind of been a relief for me, knowing that everyone else is in the same boat as I am. And it's kind of funny because now, like I said, working from home is not that big of a deal anymore. Like, when you go to your, you know, tax person, I'm sure you will tell them this year, like, oh yeah, I worked from home most of the year, and nobody will blink an eye. I used to be like, yeah, I work from home, or yeah, I'm self-employed. And, you know, there'd be a different like tone in how people would react to me. And I'd be explaining to them like my income and, you know, everything. And I'd figure it out for them, because they wouldn't really have the knowledge in it, unless they like specialize in that, or they've worked with many people. Even getting insurance, like, that was a huge thing. You know, I'd have to explain to people what type of insurance I would need, because, you know, I was self-employed, I rented a chair, you know, and there's just different, I guess, how do I want to say it, tiers in like the insurance world. But anyway, same with finances. Like, I feel like when you go get a home loan, there's way more people, way more lenders that are more open-minded to self-employment. And I could talk all day about that and how it works for us and all of the finances that we have done to invest and how we are growing, hopefully, this year. And shifting with everyone else in investing instead of, you know, relying on Social Security, relying on 401ks, because you never know like what your benefits are going to be from year to year anymore. It's not the same world, and I keep saying this, as our parents grew up in. And so, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what happens in the next couple years, but I know one thing stays the same, and that is people's energy. And that's really what I want to work on. And, you know, your spiritual beliefs, even if, you know, no matter what you believe, we all have a spiritual mindset, whether it's faith, love, whether it's, you know, just, you know, there's two... Obviously, the opposite of love is hate. The opposite of light is dark, you know, so you want to stay in the light, in the love. And you hear that all the time, love and light. But I'm not one of those people that say that, because I just believe that our, you know, how we come off as a person is all that matters. And it all starts at home, so I always want to work with people that are in relationships, are in partnerships, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, whether it's, you know, your relationship at home or with your parents or with your kids. Like, there's just a whole array of things that come about. And you know, I'm one of those people that just, it just, I thrive on it. I love, you know, learning more and more and more about it. And every day I learn more. And that's something I know, being a mom, it just happened easily for me to switch to my feminine flow, you know, when I'm working, being creative, to, you know, getting in mommy mode. And that's something I really, really, and people would always say to me, how do you do it? How do you do that? How do you switch from being a mom into being, you know, this person that you are? And, you know, I never even had to think about it most times. You know, I'm a born salesperson and that's how I've always been. And I've taken enough, you know, the reason I say that is because I've taken so many like personality tests, and that's pretty much what comes up is a salesperson or a person that is self-employed, all the things. So I know I'm in the right path. It's just, we have those days where we just feel like we're like not worthy of it, or we are not worthy of making more money. And that's really where I want to come in and say that you are worthy of making the most money that you are, you know, you are worth, and or how you feel, how much money you feel you need to make. Or, and it's not even about need, it's about a want. And that's totally opposite of what we get learned or taught in school, because I was listening to Braylee when Braylee is in first grade, and they had a class on needs and wants, and I was just like, nope, that's a want, or that's a need, you know, like there's such a difference between, you know, what we get taught in school and what, you know, we learn on our own. So if you are in the same like boat and want to learn more, I would love to help you. I have two courses out right now. I have a 21-day challenge of joy and all the fun things that come with the holiday season. And then I also have a course that is a six to seven week course, I believe. It's how to get into your best, be your best self. Okay, I'm gonna go because my client is here. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Welcome to Therapy Time, TLC Therapy Time. I am sitting here. It is the second week in, it's not the second week in January. It's actually the first Monday, I guess I can say, in January. I promised myself I would do a podcast every week, and the last one I did was December 6th, I believe. So my 2021 creation will be to do a podcast every day. And my voice is kind of, you know, scratchy. And you may hear our tank, our turtle tank, in the background. I'm actually in my living room, so I'm not sure how the my voice sounds right now. I probably sound like that little, I can't remember what it was. It was that little voice in a movie, Happily Ever After? I kind of sound like that today. When he goes, that's my voice. That's my voice. It's like a little, gosh, I can't remember the type of animal. But he drinks like some type of like poison, I think. That was given to him by, I'm really tired. But this is like the only time I can do this without disruption. My kids are sleeping. It has been an amazing, when I look back on it, amazing holiday week. Christmas was great this year.
although we couldn't spend it with our family like we usually do. And that's something I was thinking of. The people that were very, I don't know how to say it, adamant about not getting together with family. You would see posts on Facebook and they'd be like, with other people, which kind of is funny to me. I'm not going to really get into it, but a lot of, people that work in the, I want to say, I mean, it's their choice, it's fine. But we didn't get together this year. Our huge, we usually have like a huge Christmas Eve with our whole family. I have, let's see, I have six aunts and three uncles, and we have, I don't know how many grandchildren. I think I've said this before, we have over 20 for sure. I'm not really sure what the number is. And then we also have great grandchildren, which in our family alone, we have our my between my sisters and brother, we have, I think we're at 10, and I have half of those. I have five kids. So, yeah, my sister has two, and my other sister has two, and then my other sister has one. My brother doesn't have kids yet. They have a puppy, though, that is, I think, almost 3 years old. I'm not sure. So, anyway, I want to talk today about what 2021 has to offer. I know everyone, including my son and daughter, were just so happy for 2020 to end. They, since we started in March of this year, which is crazy, we weren't even into our second quarter yet of the year, and we spent 9 months just, I guess, adjusting to, the kids being home from school. I was looking back at last year and some highlights from like the first month or from January of last year, and it just seemed to be like a positive, year. I had to let go of a lot of my goals last year, as well as I think a lot of people, just kind of went, you know what? It's 2020. Whether you like started doing TikTok, which I just actually started doing TikToks this year. Sorry, my nose is all stuffy now. I just started doing TikToks this last, I think it was like a couple months ago. Yeah, it was in November. I just went to the TikTok platform because Facebook was getting just over the top. And I knew once, the election was, well, it was supposed to be over on that Saturday. But we are, yeah, today is the day that they are going to be counting the votes, I believe, or something like that. I don't even know. I kind of stopped listening to anything that had to do with politics a couple months ago, and but my partner Luke does all of that. He listens to it 24/7, and that is his what I want to say, his platform. And I am just, in my own little cocoon watching TikToks. I actually got him AirPods this Christmas because that was his gift from me, and I pretty much use them more than he does. I was using them yesterday, and it was super nice to have like AirPods in. This is the first time I've had them. It was super nice to have them. When you're cleaning, you can listen to music in your own head, but I'm sure I was singing super loud. I was actually listening to Counting Crows and music of the 90s. And just listening to the music of the 90s, it's just a different era of, even though it's supposed to be like the grunge decade, I was in my t early, like late teens. And it just was, gosh, I just go back to those days, like who I was hanging around with. I just moved to Cedar Rapids and I remember Counting Crows. And the reason I started listening to that, the Counting Crows, was a girl from my high school. She posted a post on January 1st, and it said something about Counting Crows really knew what they were talking about when they said it's been a long December. And I like started singing the lyrics in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, that song pretty much sums up our 2020, you know? So music is a huge part of our life, in my hometown. We always, always connect with music, most of us anyway. My family is huge. All my aunts sing at weddings, so anytime we get together, we, you know, sing. My aunt and uncle play the guitar, and it's just, yeah, it's just a weird thing. Like when we go back home, usually one of my relatives is, you know, performing somewhere in town. So I really connect to songs, music, and, you know, just where I was, you know, what certain songs remind you of certain times of your life. And I was thinking about that, and I haven't really listened to the radio, gosh, at all. This, you know, the only songs I listen to are older songs. Maybe it's just my age right now, but yeah, the songs that are out right now are, I don't know, I just don't vibe with them at all. Sorry, of course my nose starts getting stuffy and I can hardly breathe right now. I'm not sure what's going on. So yeah, what are we talking about today? Yeah, so one thing I do want to talk about is my, I'm going to say intentions for 2021. I do say goals a lot, but a lot of times, like, when you make goals for yourself, especially if you're like me, I'm very in my feminine energy, which I talk about a lot. I've learned about what my feminine energy is through my coaches that are pretty much who I listen to for a podcast. Every morning on Monday morning, I just listen to their podcast, and one thing that they were talking about was, you know, 2021 is a fresh start, and that couldn't be more true. Like, you open up that first page in your new planner, or if you're like me, I just have this notebook that I open up. It's usually like one of the kids' notebooks that I just keep, and it just kind of gives you the chance to, adjust, or how do I want to say it? Just, yeah, a fresh start. I'm in real estate, so like every, you know, sale that I made last year, you know, is, we're on a new path. We are, you know, in 2021 right now, and everybody's at the same level in real estate, so it's just kind of like a fresh start, like, the funny thing about real estate too is like, we have about, oh gosh, how many inches of snow right now? So Luke is, actually, in construction. So we both are, we were home most of the week last week. He was working, and, on New Year's Day, or new no, the day before New Year's, I think it was, we got this huge snowstorm. And we were just like, you know, was it New Year's? I can't remember, but we got a huge snowstorm. It on Tuesday, yeah. It was 2 days before New Year's, right? Yeah. Tuesday we got a huge snowstorm, and pretty much when this happened, we both were like, huh, we had this like sigh of relief because we didn't have really any obligations to do. And we just kind of settled in and I'm gonna say burrowed into our house and just rang in the new year, you know, with just a, how do I want to say it? Yeah, Luke. So we rang in the new year and sorry guys, I'm not sure how I'm sounding. I stop and listen to myself and I'm like, oh my gosh, I sound terrible. But we rang in the new year. And just we've been doing a lot of how do I want to say it? There's two types of people like right now, and sorry, I just I don't know what's going on with me, but there's two types of people that are in this world right now, and well, in this country, I guess. And you know, there are the people that follow everything that the, you know, the media says, and we've kind of gone off the grid a little bit and just kind of have done our own thing this year. I don't even want to talk about the mask situation because I just want that behind us. But yeah, the only time our the only time of the year is usually we have that time to really like evaluate like what we did this year, how, you know, with taxes coming up, everything. We kind of look back and I don't even know how much, you know, Luke made this year or how much I made this year because I haven't really have done my taxes, but it's almost like this year was like a opening for opportunities for us to kind of you know, move on from what we've kind of just been stuck doing, you know, day in, day out. We kind of just had, well, we had so much time at home that we really started to appreciate, like, you know, we don't have to, you know, go do stuff all the time. When it comes to like certain things we do out of like, I want to say like obligation, we do them. And we've realized that, you know, we can do whatever we want. You know, we can make money how we want. We don't have to plan our lives, I guess, is what I'm saying. How, you know, society says we need to do it. Since I've been on this soul journey this year, and when I say that, I mean like I've been taking courses on like with my soul wealth group, and there's about I think like 28 of us in this group, but we all like have the same like path when it comes to how we create money. And it's all about how your like I'm gonna say how your inner engineering, I guess, is that's exactly yeah, that's funny. I started the year, the new year last year with a course on inner engineering. And it was pretty much just like aligning your, you know, yourself, and it had to do a lot with like karma. It was from a the name of the person was he was a guru, and the name of the course was, I can't remember, I think it was called Inner Engineering was the name of the course. And then after I took that course, the pandemic came, and then I signed up for it, my soul legacy group. And so it's just been kind of interesting, like how fast 2020 has made us. Like with me, it was like I wasn't sure what was going on. Like everybody would talk about like this, this way that they live their lives, and it was such a far reach for me to do this. Like, what do you mean you live like this? What do you mean you do this? Like, with kind of shifting how you live. And for me, it was, I realized that I've been living in my masculine energy for so long, even though, masculine is not a gender. It or masculine energy isn't a gender role. It's actually you have two energies, one the masculine, one the feminine. It's kind of like yin and yang, where if you are in your divine masculine, it means you are focused, you're driven, all of the good, positive things a masculine per energy is. And if you're in your divine feminine, you're creative, you are flowy, and all of that. But then if you are in your wounded masculine, there is a different shift. So you can imagine what the wounded masculine is. It's, you're angry, aggressive, and all of the negative, masculine qualities. And if you're in your wounded feminine, you are like needy, you need attention, your cup isn't full, and all of that. So I've been really like truly working on my feminine, not as much as I should be, but I know being at home with the kids is kind of been a pressure for me, because I haven't been able to, do the things I like to do in my feminine, which is, go out with friends, have drinks, kind of fill my cup that way. But I have been able to fill my cup at home as a mom. And what's really interesting, when you're in your mom mode, you're actually in your masculine, which I didn't know. So that's been something I've been, working on, is, being in my feminine and just enjoying life every day. It's hard to do when you feel like you're running on a hamster wheel all day, not like really filling your cup, but just maybe even like doing little things. Like, I'm looking at a plant that I've been watering, for a while now, to bring back to life. And it was in our bedroom, and when it's in our bedroom, it gets a lot of light, but I just forget to water it, right? So you need to fuel your, feminine that way. Like, just because you're a woman and you're doing what you feel like is in your feminine, maybe you're going to work, being a businesswoman, every day, but then you come home and you're still in your, you're not getting that water you need, that water to fulfill you. Your husband may be tired, and he just doesn't have the energy when he gets home, to fill your cup. So we've been working a lot on that more. I have to fill like Luke's cup too, in the same sense where, I have to like stroke his ego a lot, which is really hard for me. Or even saying thank you for everything he's done, you know, all of the work he does for our family and putting, you know, food on the table for us, which he has been for the last year, putting food on the table. So that's just one thing. I know a lot of people have, you know, they can't work two jobs, or they have to work and go out and work. They can't like just sit at home and, you know, work on themselves. And that's one thing I have been doing. And I am very thankful that God has given us, excuse me, this opportunity. And a lot of it had to do with like the last 3 years when I had Evelyn, who is going to be 3 in February. And she's the baby, you know, I'm just like in this still like mom mode where, I kind of use her as an excuse of why I haven't really been like fully in my career. And I know like once she goes into preschool, you know, this is kind of like my time with her. She's, you know, I know she's my last child, and I just kind of like kind of sunk into this still like mom mode with her and working. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, when she gets into preschool, how that may shift me, you know, having actually no kids at home for this year, because she'll be gone maybe a couple days a week into preschool. We'll see if we can even get her into one mid-year. But yeah, so, and we might have to wait till fall, but it would be nice. I don't think there is any open for COVID this year, but we'll probably wait till fall definitely. But yeah, that'll give us a couple days a week. Crazy to think that I'll have like a few hours a day without her. Yeah, I'm just thinking of that. Like, I'll be alone for 3 hours in my world, but I do have plans. I have a plan when that happens. Yeah, we'll be, I'm planning on doing more. I want to say get back into networking more. All the events we'll see, because we don't know when we're going to get out of this, like, you know, pandemic, or, you know, all of the things that we did, you know, just, you know, went to a networking meeting or met, you know, people to network with, or friends and things like that. All right, well, I'm going to get off here today, but yeah, just, I'm going to finish my coffee, and start my day. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. The kids have school, so I'm going to be like getting them ready for school. And yeah, so that'll be fun. It'll be exciting to see what the day plans for me. And I hope you got something out of this. I feel like with my voice, I just feel like I haven't really expressed as clearly as I should, but that's okay. There's another day. We have another week to do this. So every week I will be here with you chatting about how to align your soul as a woman, and even if you are a man, how to maybe just live in your life, you know, purpose. And I think a lot of us have done that this year. You know, we found our purpose, whether it happened quickly or whether it, you know, happened mid pandemic, or when the pandemic was over, you realized, okay, I'm going to switch, get out of my job and do something else. Because, you know, we've realized during this, like, we are disposable, you know, as employees, we are disposable. They can just kind of shut down the place and say, okay, go home and find your niche, I guess. All right. Well, I am going to sign off here and have a wonderful Monday.